2 days later, I am still digging regurgitated tacos out of the car vents, and he asked me why I won't turn on the AC.
All right, you win. Bodyguard and Queen was never that bad.
6 years serving my country, the only thing I'm qualified for is babysitting spoiled brats.
Well, Ted, they're not all like that.
I haven't met one yet that would survive a single day in country. Mm. Sometimes it makes me wonder what I was doing over there.
Specialty of the house.
Thank you, Carly.
Where is my cake?
No. Tired of listening to you complain about the dry cleaners drinking your soups?
Oh, yeah.
She likes you.
She's my sister-in-law, Ted.
Not anymore. Your brother's gone, John. But you are here.
Car's waiting outside. Got a client to drop off at the Shaken Art Gallery opening.
John, you remember Paul Knox? He was a couple ranks under us back in the stand.
Good to be working with you. I'll be outside.
I know Knox worked at Black Hawk.
They recruited him when his tour ended last month.
Mm-hmm.
People change, John. And everyone deserves a chance to prove it.
Knocking is not just a suggestion.
I need to talk to you.
Thea, I'm not telling you if Mom's getting you a car.
It's not about that. Remember last week when I asked you if you thought Mom was acting weird?
Yep.
Well, I found out why. She's hooking up with Tommy's dad.
That's insane.
I just saw them together. It's happening all over again.
What are you talking about?
A couple of months before you and Dad left on the gambit, Mom and Dad were arguing a lot.
About what?
I don't know. But she was having a lot of these lunch meetings with Mr. Merlin. And now Walter's gone too, and Mom and Mr. Merlin are back at it. It's gross.
Mom never would have cheated on Dad. She's not cheating on Walter.
You don't want to believe it because you have this perfect image of Mom in your head. That's not who she is, Ollie. She's a liar and a cheater. And you really don't know her at all.